Tonight, Great Barrington, Massachusetts continues a centuries-old New England tradition as it holds its annual town meeting. To get a sense of what the Berkshire County town of around 7,000 is deciding tonight, WAMC spoke with Select Board member Ed Abrams.
The budget is, for the town portion of the budget, a minor increase. It's one of the smallest increases we've had in a while. The school increase is smaller than it has been, although it's not insignificant.
So taking a look at the full budget of just over $11.5 million, what are the real highlights to you? What stand out?
What's going to be bigger this year and in a few years to come are capital expenses. We have a couple of bridges that we're going to need to replace. We have retaining walls, the Housatonic School. So there are some rather large capital expenses that are not in the operating budget immediately, but the interest payments are and will be. Something we're doing this year is taking some of the free cash, that's the excess money that we didn't spend last year, and requesting of town meeting that we put it into a reserve fund so that in the future, when we have these spikes in our capital expense, the taxpayers won't feel it.
Now, the largest spending item is going to be the town and how it contributes to the operations of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District. Tell me a little bit about the school budget for 2020.
So the school budget is, you know, it's created by a separate committee, an elected school committee. It goes up, you know, educating children is very labor intensive. So with the promised contract increases for teachers and when there are increases in health insurance, those drive the increases every year. We've been lucky this year that there's a zero increase in the health insurance cost, which is very rare. Which is one of the reasons it's been kept under control. Another reason is the school committee decided to take $2 million out of their savings account, in effect, out of their reserve fund, and use it to reduce the cost of the school budget.
Now, just last year, the town passed a controversial ban on single-use plastic water bottles. Now it's going to be facing an attempt to repeal it. What does that look like?
There are people who objected to the water bottle ban. So they put a citizen's petition on the ballot to reverse it, to again allow the sale of single-use plastic water bottles. That'll be at the very end of the meeting. Citizen's petitions come at the end.
There's also a resolution on the warrant tonight about voters limiting the number of cannabis retailers in Great Barrington. Give me a portrait of that. We're only at, I believe, the one store now, Theory Wellness.
Right. And this is, it's very important to understand this one. The town of Great Barrington regulates the retail cannabis through a zoning bylaw, and the zoning bylaw passed by a two-thirds vote at the last town meeting last year did not limit the number of retail establishments. Since that time, members of the select board have been hearing from citizens they would like a limit. They've also heard from them, citizens that they don't want a limit. So the purpose of this is to find out what the voters want, to find out what the voters at town meeting, if they do or do not want limits. If they do, that's not what's happening. We're not putting limits into effect. They will have to go through the zoning process, and then at next year's town meeting, there'll be something for the voters to vote on about limits. So this is an advisory vote to say either go ahead and start the lengthy process of examining the pros and cons of limits and making a recommendation to town meeting, or don't bother doing that. There's not enough support for it. So it's really an advisory vote to get a sense of how voters feel.
Speaking of zoning, there's a host of changes proposed by the planning board to the town's zoning bylaws. Give me a sense of what they want to change about Great Barrington on the zoning front.
There are three proposals coming forward. One is what they always call housekeeping. There are various changes made in the zoning law, and when you make them, they'll find a line somewhere that's no longer important or that's duplicative. So one of the zoning bylaws is just to correct all of those. It's not really a change. One of them is to encourage the development and more options for developing housing where housing already exists. So it will allow accessory dwelling units, that's a second home or apartment on the property where one already exists. So it allows more of that by allowing a little more density. The third one is really to rezone Stockbridge Road, although there's a couple of zones that have that same zone. Down south near the bagel shop is the same zone. But the intent of that, if you've driven along Stockbridge Road recently, you've seen there's a lot of vacancies, a lot of businesses for sale. The way when that zoning was set up, it was set up to encourage what's there, which is stores that are set back with parking out front, car dealerships, the bowling alley, shopping center. So they want to change the zoning to also allow apartment buildings that were built closer to the road with the parking behind it. So the intent of that third one is really to encourage development on Stockbridge Road and to encourage, again, more housing.
Also on the warrant tonight is a citizen petition to change the name of Monument Valley Regional Middle School to W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School. This has been a topic of much conversation in Great Barrington. Give me a sense of what the conversation's all about and what the warrant tonight hopes to resolve.
So, it's an advisory vote. I believe that will be on the warrant for all three towns that are members of the regional school district. Ultimately, it's up to the school district to change the name of the building, or the school. So this is asking the voters in Great Barrington, would you like to encourage the school committee to change the name of the school and name it after W.E.B. Du Bois, who was born in Great Barrington?
And there's been some opposition to that. From your observations behind the select board table, what have those oppositions been like?
Personally, and now I'm not speaking for the select board or for the town, I've seen very little opposition. There has been some from some people. The opposition is around the fact that at one point W.E.B. Du Bois joined the Communist Party. It's not illegal to join the Communist Party. It's something he did when he was 90. For me, it's not an issue. I also feel like it's not for me that I can't judge as a white man who grew up in the 60s and 70s. I really can't judge a decision African-American man who, when he was growing up, knew people who had been slaves, who faced the discrimination and the segregation that was existent. He died in the eve of the I Have a Dream speech, Martin Luther King speech. So that was the end of his life. Things still weren't very good. I have trouble trying to judge decisions he made through my lens, which is why, again, I don't think that many people are against it. I don't think you'll see a lot of opposition tonight. I could be wrong. That's why it comes to town meeting.